I'm not comfortable with saying that I'm an imperfect man or an imperfect woman. I want to say I'm a perfect, wherever I am, I'm a perfect androgynous person.
Transgender, intersex and androgynous communities are today celebrating after the High Court upheld the right to be gender neutral in New South Wales. The case was pushed by Norrie, a transgender Sydneysider who doesn't identify with being either male or female. Norrie was born male and had gender reassignment surgery, but doesn't want to be legally recognised as a woman or a man. Norrie initially won the right to have a new birth certificate issued with a non-specific sex marker, something the New South Wales Registrar of Births, Deaths and Marriages later appealed. Anna Brown from the Human Rights Law Centre provided expert advice to the High Court on the issue.
There's no question that this decision is of profound importance for intersex and gender diverse people, given that identity documents, birth certificates and the like are really the first step to ensuring equal recognition before the law for these people.
What kind of ramifications does the decision have for other jurisdictions across the country?
This decision by the High Court really will be of persuasive value to all states and territories, even though it does concern interpretation of a New South Wales law. This is because the court has really said you can't start from an assumption of only male and female, where the law has made references to indeterminate or ambiguities of sex, then really they're looking to read into the law a space for gender diverse people and people that don't identify as either male or female.
Different Australian parliaments are looking to reform some of their laws to accommodate differences of sex and gender. Is this decision going to be taken into consideration when different state parliaments are looking at introducing things like discrimination protection?
Yes, I would have thought this gives comfort to Australian parliaments such as the ACT, who have already moved to recognise sex outside the male and female categories. And really it's consistent with growing trends to recognise intersex people and protect from discrimination on the basis of intersex status and gender identity. And one would hope that other states and territories are looking at this decision and saying, well, really the most eminent legal minds in this country have found that sex is not as straightforward as male and female. It's time for us to look at our laws and make sure that we're adapting and interpreting them in a way that's appropriate for sex and gender diverse people. We need to remember that transgender, gender diverse and intersex people face incredibly high levels of stigma, social exclusion and discrimination. And to have the highest court in our land say that the law recognises the reality of their existence, I think not only means we have an important practical win for these people, but also paves the way to them achieving freedom from that discrimination and stigma. So I think this really is a very important decision.
Anna Brown, Director of Advocacy and Strategic Litigation at the Human Rights Law Centre. Samuel Rutherford is the Executive Director of Agenda Agenda, a not-for-profit group who provide advocacy and support to the transgender and intersex community. They also provided advice to the High Court in considering its decision today. He told me some of the issues faced by the transgender community.
Well, apart from anything, it's living a life where your existence is erased in legislation. You know, most people are born male or female, grow up identifying as male or female, and never have a reason to question that, so it's not an issue for them. But there's undeniably a percentage of the population for whom that's not the case. And when it comes to everyday interactions, social interactions, you know, opening a bank account or getting a service from Medicare or any number of other examples, if you don't have identity documentation which matches your identity and appearance, it's going to raise questions, it's going to cause discomfort, and it's going to cause sometimes quite serious discrimination and even abuse.
And have you had difficulties in interacting yourself with government departments because of that issue of what your gender is marked as on your documentation?
Yeah, look, just as an example that happened to me recently, I have a little girl. On her birth certificate, I'm registered with a female name and as her mother. I was to take her to the airport and she was going to fly to see her grandparents in South Australia. And when I took her to the airport, I was supposed to produce my photo identification and her birth certificate to say who I was and my relationship to her. So I have a passport which has a picture of me appearing completely male with a male name and a male sex marker, and I have her birth certificate which doesn't match. So So those kinds of little things that result in a lot of discomfort and a lot of waste of time are not infrequent. The same things happen. Opening bank accounts is a really common one. Engaging with Centrelink is another common one. For people who are visibly not completely male or female, there are really big issues with things like using public toilets. Like, which one should they go into? That can actually be, for most people, it's completely a non-issue, but for someone who, you know, isn't confident that they should be in either one, that's actually quite a big deal and can be a very stressful experience.
There are obviously still a lot of issues that you've raised there to work through as a society, but how does this particular decision make a difference for people who are in that transgender or intersex or androgynous community?
Obviously, it may have some direct significance for people with a New South Wales birth certificate who might be eligible to have their sex registered as non-specific. I think it's probably more important in terms of its broader influence, because even for those who aren't directly affected, for someone who has experienced possibly a lifetime of discrimination and marginalisation socially, it's actually really significant to have a statement from the highest court in the country saying, yes, actually we recognise that you do exist and you should have legal recognition under statute. There's a lot of very celebratory feeling around at the moment. It's hugely important, especially to be in a community which has a history of being so marginalised and so invisible. Just the fact that most people have never even considered the possibility that someone could be neither male nor female means that many of us live in a kind of no man's land. So having this kind of statement from the High Court is fantastic. It's really affirming, and I suspect will probably be a really good boost for the mental health of a lot of people who've, you know, really been struggling with some of these issues.